Summary. Once you accept Darwin's postulate, morality, the sense of right and wrong, the sense of fairness, goes out of the window. There is no accountability. Man does not have to answer to a non-existent Almighty. You are left with selfishness and the perpetual struggle for the survival of the fittest. But this does not provide the happiness it seems to offer. Man merely has to struggle for survival, come what may. The best man will always win, and the weakest will go to the wall. Nor should we have any regrets about it. Indeed, we should be glad of it, and rejoice in the improvement of the race. Although it is a blatant and extreme example of what I'm talking about, never forget the Nazi Party under Adolf Hitler, 1889 to 1945. Never forget its blatant racism, its gross breeding program designed to produce a superior Germanic Aryan race, and its policy of forced sterilization, genocide, and industrial holocaust to eliminate the unfit, especially the Jews, in the final solution. All this flowed inexorably and openly, brazenly, from the survival of the fittest. There is no bulking the fact. Take as a couple of examples Hitler's Mein Kampf and the 1935 Nazi film, The Inheritance. Incidentally, and this is very important, the Nazi scheme was not the responsibility of a tiny number at the top, a few perverted, all-powerful tyrants. That is a myth. Historical academic research on a massive number of files, which the Nazis failed to destroy, has proved beyond doubt that while it was a mere handful of Gestapo in a town which effectively ran the procedure, those with the power of life and death in their hands were not working alone, imposing their sadism on the population. The secret police depended on the heaps, and I mean heaps, of letters they received from ordinary locals. Letters which gave them information about people the informants thought unfit for whatever reason. The Gestapo simply did the paperwork involved in the process of having these misfits eliminated. Evolutionists may try to argue that this was an aberration, but they are whistling in the wind. Yes, Hitler was remorseless in his logic, but his rationale was the survival of the fittest. The Nazis took evolution seriously. They gloried in the survival of the fittest. They wallowed in it. After all, they were only following evolution's fundamental principle and following it to the letter. Violent competition is the order of the day. Perpetual struggle should be encouraged, not apologized for. Survival and reproduction of the fittest are the vital drivers, and nothing must stand in their way.